Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you would like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming shows in Louisville, Kentucky, September 3rd, and Ann Arbor, Michigan, October 1st. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lalu Ababa from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Lalu Ababa?
Yes, that is my name.
And what do you do there in Cambridge?
I work for a bank and I teach yoga.
You do?
Does Lalu Ababa wear Lululemon?
I do.
Well, welcome to the show, Lalu. You, of course, are going to play our listener limerick challenge. Bill Curtis right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Beach pain is taking a fun turn, because SPF labels I unlearn. In dark tattoos stead, there's white skin and red. I'm making designs with my...
Sunburn,
yes. The big summer trend among young people is to use sunscreen and Band-Aids to create elaborate sunburn patterns on their bodies. Geometric patterns or portraits of people in pink. It's called sunburn art. It's just like, you know, cappuccino foam art, if the cappuccino would later get skin cancer.
Yeah,
well,
we did it by
accident at my house. A month ago, we got a new trampoline, and me and my 9-year-old were putting it together. It was a very hot, sunny day. I took off my shirt, and I had my 9-year-old put the sunscreen on my back.
Oh, I see.
And later that day, my wife came home, and she said, "You have, like, 6 white little handprints." So it's like, remember they used to put them in clay and bring them home? Yeah, now they're on my back.
My kids would write, "Kick me," so you're good. That's good. That's a kid that likes you.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Put a ring on this site for the long stay. This is Melbourne and not something friends say. We're building a tower with singing girl power. We're crazy in love with...
Beyonce,
yes, an Australian architecture firm who won the bid to design a new skyscraper in Melbourne say the building is modeled after Beyonce. The shape of the building. The singer, of course, is famous for her undulating curves and for the rotating restaurant at the top of her head.
I want to just go to Melbourne and put on Single Ladies and watch the building do that cool dance. Yeah.
Here is your last limerick.
A new kind of spy story dawned since Dr. No sang, not just yawned. Emotions are spilling from all of the villains in musicals based on James...
Bond.
Yes, James Bond. Very good. Producer Mary Saltzman, who, by the way, his name sounds like something you'd say to Jews on Christmas. Mary Saltzman. That's his name, Mary Saltzman. He's acquired the rights to James Bond, the musical. In it, James Bond will face his most dangerous enemy ever, half-price Wednesday matinee audiences. Bill, how did Lalu do?
Couldn't be more perfect, Lalu. You got 3-0.
Congratulations, Lalu. Well done. Ooh. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.